Form an offense.
Everything you need to know in sports that affects Maricopa County, the state of Arizona, and the world, you get in 4 minutes. We start things off in downtown Phoenix. The investigation into allegations of a toxic workplace at the Phoenix Suns organization is completed. Commissioner Adam Silver has suspended majority owner Robert Sarver for 1 year, in which he will have nothing to do with any aspect of the Suns' business. He was also fined $10 million by Commissioner Adam Silver. Although that is the maximum fine that can be levied by the commissioner, it represents only 0.5% of the value of the Phoenix Suns. Training camp begins in a week and a half. The Diamondbacks lose to the Dodgers once again. Even worse, they get shut out once again. 6-0 on Monday night, 4-0 last night. Clayton Kershaw, outstanding. 7 innings pitched of 0 earned runs. He only gave up 2 hits. As a matter of fact, the Diamondbacks only had 3 hits as a team. Manager Torrey Lovello.
We got to be better offensively. I know their starting pitcher was pretty good. He's had a lot of success against us. We haven't solved that puzzle. And we got to fight on days like this.
Merrill Kelly, not good, but not terrible. 5 innings pitched, 3 earned runs. The problem? Bases on balls.
Just didn't do a good job of getting ahead of people. Put myself in a lot of bad counts, a lot of bad situations. And against, I've said it before, but in a team against like that, it's probably not going to go your way if you're doing that.
3-game series ends tonight downtown Chase Field. 6:40 first pitch. It'll be thrown by Zach Davies of the Diamondbacks. He's 2-4 with a 4.09 ERA. Dustin May goes for the Dodgers, who's 1-2 with a 4.29 ERA, who recently came back from an injury. While the Cardinals are getting ready for the Raiders, they've got to worry about what the Chiefs think. Andy Reid press conference in Kansas City. After the injuries that were suffered by 2 players, he stares down the Cardinals' turf.
It was part of the Butker injury and McDuffie injury. And that's, unfortunately, that was part of it, just the turf picked up.
Cardinals spokesperson Mark Dalton said in response in a text to Pro Football Talk, like all fields, the surface at State Farm Stadium undergoes the NFL's required testing and certification process before and after games. Sunday, it not only met, but exceeded those standards. Looking forward to the Raiders, inside linebacker Nick Vigil met with the media and explained the major problems exposed by the loss to the Chiefs the week before.
I think a lot of the things that happened in the game just came down to communication, and so that's definitely something we can clean up. But yeah, to even have a chance in this league, everybody's got to be on the same page.
In other NFL news, Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett kind of recanted for not calling timeout with a minute left in the game and deciding to kick a 67-yard field goal versus going for it on 4th and 5.
Looking back at it, we definitely should have gone for it. Just not, you know, one of those things you look back at it and you say, of course we should go for it. We missed the field goal.
Despite having thumb surgery, Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott will not go on injured reserve and therefore is eligible to return whenever his rehab's over. And finally, one of the most bizarre pictures you will ever see, a bunch of old men in wheelchairs lined up against a back wall, looking at a woman lying on the floor in lingerie with her legs wide open. The Taiwan Veterans Home in Taiwan is apologizing to the family members of its residents. To celebrate the Mid-Autumn Festival, which is part of Chinese culture, the nursing home decided to hire a stripper. Although the many residents seemed pleased with the event, after social media backlash, the Veterans Home apologized for their decision, but they also blamed the stripper. Quote, she went too far, was too enthusiastic and fiery, unquote.